The Athletics going for their third straight win, taking on the Mariners. Cesar Valdez making his first appearance in the majors since 2010. We pick up the action third inning, 3-0 Seattle, two men on for Adam Rosales facing James Paxton.
Checks the runners, pitch to Rosales, swung on and hit to right field, down the line, that's a fair ball. Scoring is Decker. Davis, who can fly, is coming to third. He'll be held there. Big stop sign by Chip Davis. Now they got him hung up. The ball was bobbled on the relay. Now Motter flips to Cano to try to get the runner at second. Meanwhile, Davis comes home and scores. So what a crazy play that was. He could use another K or any kind of out right now. He's not going to be too picky. Rosales taking his lead at second base. Set and 1-0 pitch, swing on a hammer down the third baseline, fair down into the corner past the bullpen, scoring easily is Rosales. Healy digging for second. The left fielder Dyson gets it out of the corner and gets it back in to the cutoff man Taylor Modern. We got a brand new ball game here at 3-3.
On at third, Jed Lowry. Chris Davis on at first base, one away. Paxton looking for a ground ball right at moderate short, try to turn two, get out of the inning. The stretch and the pitch, swinging a line drive, base hit, left field for Healy. Lowry will score from third, and the A's now lead 5-3.
Montas set, and first pitch to Taylor, swung on it, sent to deep center field, towards the 400 mark. Going back is Davis, he cannot get it, it's gone! A two-run homer by Taylor Motter, and we have a tie ball game at 5-5. Struck out three times, swinging, looking, swinging. Scribner got him back in the fifth. Altavilla would like to give him a golden sombrero. Here's a drive deep to left. That's all kinds of trouble. Looking up into the second deck is Dyson. It's gone. A three-run homer. Plouffe jumped on the first pitch. 9-5 Athletics for Trevor Plouffe, his third home run. Takes his RBI total to 8.
The Athletics win their third in a row, taking it 9-6. Ryan Healy, 3-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Valdez, pitching in the majors for the first time since 2010, allows 3 runs in 4 innings. Mitch Haniger at his 13-game hitting streak snapped. The Mariners come up short against the Athletics Thursday night. Seattle manager Scott Servais spoke afterwards.
They put some good at-bats on them. I think Pax's stuff was probably as good as it has been. Maybe the location and command of the fastball, maybe not quite as good as it has been, but the stuff was certainly there, and he was throwing hard, and you know he had some punch outs. But they had good at bats. You know, they put the bat on the ball. We didn't play particularly a clean game. You know, the two errors and you know the walks later in the game hurt us. You know, with the home run. So you know, I thought it's going to be a good night for our offense the way we started out. Unfortunately, we just didn't keep it going a whole lot.
Should have done a little bit more early, shouldn't you?
Yeah, it would have been nice. You know, I did first and third, the double play ball, you know, after I think we were up 3-0 at the time. And, you know, Motter hit, you know, the line drive and he hits a home run later. We hit some balls, you know, pretty good there too early on. And then, you know, we got 3 runs, but probably should have had a little bit more.
What's wrong with that Altavilla? This is like 3 or 4. We just haven't been very sharp.
It hasn't. It's been, you know, the fastball has been erratic command-wise and lack of commanding the secondary pitch, you know, the slider, which we saw really come along, you know, in spring training and early in the season. The first couple outings was pretty good, but fastball command and not having a feel for the slider has really hurt him. And the ball's flat. You know, it's not really going down or up. It's right on the barrel. And you know, we got to get him back. He's a big part of the bullpen. The guys in the middle are so important in games like tonight. You know, you keep the other team there. Obviously, we like our offense, but, you know, you let it get away like that, and there's nothing you can do.
You mentioned the 2 errors. The one was just kind of bad luck on the break, the ball in the bag, right?
Yeah, we got to catch that ball. That ball's thrown into the infield, you know, and you know, Robbie or Taylor Motter, being the back guy, has to come up and catch that ball in the air. It's a bad habit sometimes middle infielders get into because their hands are so good, but he just kind of catch that in the air, and yeah, the ball got under Leonis's glove. So, careless, you know, and it cost us. You know, they got a couple runs out of it.
Hey, the ball that got over Dyson's head, it didn't look like he tracked that right away.
No, I mean, the ball was hit pretty good.
Right.
It was, and Gerard, I don't know if he got a great read off it, but, you know, I give him credit. The ball was hit well.
Showing it's pretty good pop, it's a long way
outside. It is, yeah. Taylor continues to put good swings on it, and, you know, he's on the fastball, and he's having good at-bats for us, and, you know, we need it. We need everybody to kind of, you know, step up right now. You know, Oakland's got a good team. I mean, they will battle. They put bat on the ball. They, you know, their bullpen's pretty good. I mean, they can do some things, so we need to get after it here. And, you know, big series, interdivision series, we got to pick it up a little bit.
Is the bottom of the lineup maybe a little silver lining in that they were getting on base tonight pretty consistently?
Yeah, you know, Zunino swung the bat a little bit better, the double early and a good walk, patient walk later on was better. And, you know, Motter's helping out, Valencia the ball good. So, you know, hopefully, but, it takes more than just a couple guys here or there. It's got to take everybody contributing.
What do you make about Valdez considering his journey and the fact that he's been out of the
league? Yeah, you know, he threw strikes, and wasn't out there that long. And we probably should have maybe got a few more runs off him early, but he hung in there. Give him credit for that.
James Paxton struggled in his start, allowing 5 runs in 4 1/3 frames.
I was just missing over the middle with my fastball a little bit, and wasn't landing good curveballs for strikes. So they just started looking just fastball, and I wasn't hitting good spots tonight.
And the adjustment that gets made in game to try to correct that, what is that?
You know, I was just trying to use my changeup there in the fourth inning, and got some of those over, got some pop-ups. Just wasn't executing pitches very well.
Physically, do you feel okay?
Physically, yeah. Physically, I feel good. Ready to go in 6 days in Detroit.
Do you guys get any sense of frustration at all that you guys kind of maybe let this one get away?
Yeah, you know, we don't like losing. Tonight was a tough game. We just didn't get it done tonight, but we'll come out ready to play tomorrow.
When the pitch count was climbing there, is that just not having your normal pitches to go to get those outs and put those guys away?
Right, yeah, you know, it was just simple. I wasn't locating the fastball well, and the off-speed stuff wasn't getting over for a strike, so I really wasn't able to execute my game plan the way I wanted to, which, equaled them getting some hits and putting some runs on the board.
These guys a little more aggressive than what you've seen this year.
Yeah, they came out swinging. You know, they came out to hit the fastball. I think that was their plan against me. And, that's what made it tough, not having that off-speed pitch for a strike today. They were taking that. And if I had been able to get it over, it would have been a different ball game.
You've been so locked in. Is it an arm slot that's just off of here, or is it just...
I think it was just one of those days. Just didn't have it today. But I'll be back out there next time.
The Mariners series with the Athletics continues on Friday. Hisashi Iwakuma on the hill up against Sean Manaea.